You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson of MLB.com. I'm here with one of the great guys in baseball, Sean Burnett. Sean, thanks for being with me. Sean, on Saturday, you pitched your first Major League game since 2014, and as usual, you did a great job. And tell me how you felt going out on the mound.
Huge relief. Running in last night, the run into the mound, a lot of memories, a lot of thoughts going through my mind, the hard work, the road back. There were some tough days, some tough afternoons going through rehab, and just wondering, you know, in the back of my mind, if my arm was ever going to be able to compete at this level again, if it was ever going to feel normal. And, you know, it took about a year and a half to where, you know, I feel like I can compete, and the arms felt good this year, and it was just great to get back out there.
What took so long for you to get back to the big leagues? Because you had a great year all year long. So what happened?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. All I know is, everything was out of my control. I went in there to spring training and really impressed myself in spring training with how my arm held up and how I threw the ball, not thrown in, you know, a good year and a half or so. But, I'm sure there was a lot of question marks and red flags coming off two Tommy John surgeries and really not being competitive and pitching, you know, since 2012, really. So I'm sure there was a lot of question marks. And I figured, you know, as I kept going out and, you know, putting up good numbers and getting guys out, you know, the phone calls would come. But it didn't. But, you know, I learned a lot about myself. I kept my head up. A lot of help with through the family, great teammates along the way this year that kind of told me to keep grinding, that, you know, I looked good. And from what they remember of me, you know, I looked the same and it was back to where I used to be. So, without the teammates, my family would have made it much more difficult. But they told me to keep grinding, that I could do it. And, sure enough, here I did. I made a full circle since spring training back with the Nationals.
And, you know, you did well this year. And people forget, you were with the Nationals before, for 4 years, and you really helped them become playoff contenders. And how good is it to be back with this team that you helped become contenders?
It's been great to be on the outside. You know, coming over here from the trade, I think, in 2009, and having a couple rough years, to watching them, you know, improve so quickly in 2012 and getting to their first playoff appearance. And, now from leaving here and being on the outside, watching them, you know, on TV and keeping track of the guys, you know, to watch them turn into a playoff contender every year and a World Series contender is, it's pretty neat. You know, they did it really quick, and a lot of great talent, a lot of good players and great guys here. And it's been fun to watch on the outside, and I'm just glad to be back now in the clubhouse with them.
Tell me what it's like to work for Dusty Baker.
He's great. He's a people's, you know, he's a player's guy, and, he's been very supportive of me. He was great in spring training. Unfortunately, I didn't get to stay with him, but just being back these last few days, you know, he's very positive, very upbeat, and, he's pulling for you.
And also, you know what, another memory I have of you, when Jason Worth hit that game-winning homer against the Cardinals in the playoffs, I remember you ran all the way from the bullpen to greet him. I never saw a happier guy than you.
Oh, no. It was, you know, that 2012 team was a close-knit group, and, Jason Worth was a big part of it, coming in and changing the atmosphere in the clubhouse and changing the organization. He turned us around real quick and made us believe we could win, and, he was a big part of that whole turnaround. And I guess being my first playoff experience, I was like a little kid jumping up and down. It was a great experience for me, great experience for him, and, huge for the city and the organization.
Talk about the time when you were traded to the Nationals. I remember, I never saw you play, and you really had an impact the moment you stepped in with the Nationals.
That year I got traded was the first year I was really in the bullpen with Pittsburgh. They called me out to be a reliever, and kind of just doing my thing there and didn't really have a role. And I feel like when I got traded over here, it was my opportunity to kind of step into a role, maybe get, try and become a late inning reliever, and something I wasn't possibly able to do with the Pirates. So the trade here kind of opened up my eyes and gave me an opportunity to become a reliever and make a career of it. So, I'm forever grateful for Rizzo and the organization for, taking that opportunity or taking that chance on me and giving me that opportunity. But, like I said, it was an eye-opening and finally let me feel like I was a reliever and I could pitch late in the game and when all the adrenaline was pumping.
The way your arm's going, this is a final question. How far can you go in terms of years?
That's a question we don't know. I'm just gonna ride it out as long as I can. I know I feel great. I know I felt good last year. I was ready probably last July to be, in games or try and show up, showcase for teams. But talking with Dr. Andrews, he told me to, slow it down, keep throwing, but, don't get a game ready until the off season, get ready for spring training. So I gave it an extra probably 4 or 5 months than I had to. And I know it feels great. It's probably the smartest thing I did looking back on it. It was tough to stay away from baseball that long and knowing I was starting to feel good. But, looking back on it now this year, the arms held up well. you know, shockingly, it surprised me quite a bit. I've gone back-to-back many times. I've gone multiple innings many times. So I know it's there. I know it feels good, and all I can do is pitch, and whatever happens, happens. But I know Dr. Andrews did his best part, and you know, I did my part, and you know, here we are. Hopefully we can enjoy it for a long haul.
Charbonnet, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.